Welcome to Scripture Spinning Class, a workout in Bible study, and we've been looking at how can we go deeper in the Word. More importantly, how do we go deeper in God? What are some of the things we can do, and how do we go about doing that? And we spoke about everything from problems that can cause your head to spin out of control. Be wary of false prophets and people who can fool you by taking the scriptures out of context and use the text to con you. Then we looked at a potential solution, which was to spin the wheel of the Word, which was to study, ponder, investigate, and note, using the acronym SPIN there. The objective was to show you the benefits of deeper study and how to drill down. And we looked at that passage in Ezekiel and likened it to deep water, ankle, knee, waist, and eventually only water that is only a fisherman or a fisherwoman can cross it, as the famous Jamaican video clip said. But how to use that analogy of going deeper with God, where he will begin to open up and reveal things to you. And now we move on to the goal of Scripture Spinning Class. What's the goal of it? Well, through deeper study, the Lord will cause you to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. And that is in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Verse 17 actually says, "You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with the error of the wicked, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To him be the glory both now and forever. Amen." You know, the admonition from Peter is to be steadfast, to not lose your footing, slip and fall, if you will, either because of great distractions in the world, perhaps maybe personal difficulties. We all are going to slip. Make no mistake about it. And sometimes we do fall, but it's not in the act of slipping or the act of falling that we need to beat ourselves up to the point that we don't get back up, stand upright, and continue to walk on the narrow path. God is there with you, and he says, "Come, follow me." And just like Peter when he sank in the water, you know, his faith had wavered there. I guess you could spell waver, W-A-V-E, as in waves, water waves. Yeah, that's my little humor there. You know, Jamaican weatherman used to say the wave heights. He was measuring the wave heights, the wave heights, the height of the waves. Well, sometimes those waves can come over you and wash over you. To the point that you can slip and you can fall. But here Peter admonishes us to be steadfast. And he offers in verse 14 of this passage some hope. "Therefore, beloved, looking forward to these things, be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless. And consider that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation, as also our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all of his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things are hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of the scriptures." So here we see, drilling down into the scriptures, Paul was saying some things that were hard to grasp, to get, you know, your head around. But we were to press on, to study ourselves, to be a workman approved, to be able to handle the word of God rightly, dividing it, the King James renders it as, balancing the word, so that you don't become unstable. You don't fall prey to cult leaders and just go off the deep end. You have a responsibility to personally keep yourself in the knowledge and grace. Grow in the grace. It's an admonition to us, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. If we weren't capable of doing it through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit, this would not be a command. Be still and know I am Lord. Be holy here, you know, but grow in. It's an admonition, and much as it is a command with a promise. So you can take heart to know that God is there. He's going to encourage you. He's going to lead you. You, however, have a role to play. So the objective here is through deeper study, the Lord will cause you to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, to have a balanced biblical view of Scripture. You will also have a balanced view of the world, and the sword of the Spirit, which you wield, can handle your personal life circumstances with powerful applications for each circumstance you face. And just to recap that passage in 2 Timothy 2:15, it is, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's where you find that passage. So you can have a balanced view of Scripture, a balanced view of the world. You take the sword of the Spirit to handle your personal life circumstances. It is living and active, sharper than a double-edged sword. It gives you powerful applications for each circumstance that you face. So remember, the goal here now is that you grow deeper, right? You are going to grow deeper in the Word. You won't be a babe just drinking milk, tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, as James says. But look at this here in Hebrews chapter 5, verses 11 to 14. Of whom, and this is talking about Melchizedek, this is the context of this, of whom we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you've come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food brings to those who are of full age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And then in chapter 6, he goes on to say, therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we will do, if God permits. But it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame. This is a stark reminder that we are not to become lukewarm like, you know, the church of Ephesus, the loveless church, neither hot nor cold. It's a stark reminder. It has nothing to do with works. I want to make it clear that you don't work up a better Christianity. You don't work up a better holiness. None of those things. But the Bible does say, continue to work out your salvation, not for, out your salvation with fear and trembling. There is an admonition for us not to be complacent, not to sit, excuse my French, sit on our fat backsides and just, you know, be spoon-fed all day long by a radio show, by even this podcast, I might add, or and do nothing else but that. Don't sit before the Lord on your own time. Don't do your own private Bible study. Don't pray, don't worship, don't, you know, all of the things that the Lord has provided for us. If we just attend the church service once a week and that's it, we are not progressing. We're not growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are what Hebrews says here, that you're a babe. You're just drinking milk. You should have been a teacher by now. This is the maturity level you should have reached. No, not all of us are called to be teachers, for sure. That's not what the context here is saying, that you, all of us, should become teachers, because the gifts of the Spirit are all teachers, are all prophets, as Corinthians says. No, But the principle is you should have the ability in your knowledge of the Lord himself, first and foremost, and the knowledge of the Word of God, to be able to teach if necessary. You have to certainly pass it on to someone you're witnessing to, someone in your family, even yourself. So it's an admonition to, let's go, guys. These are difficult days we're in here. There's all kinds of false doctrine. There are cults that are rising up. You cannot afford to have your own personal knowledge of the Lord be diminished in any way. And more so, you need to be solidly grounded in the scripture so that you can help others who are not. And that's it. Look at this in verse 14 of Hebrews 5. But solid food, this is going deeper in the Lord. That's what it is. Manna, give us this day our daily bread, belongs to those who are of full age. That is those who by reason of use, you have to practice this, have their senses exercised. It's spiritual spinning class, exercised to discern both good and evil. Isn't that remarkable? Now, that's the admonition. Here's the good news, John 14, 26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. And then he went on to say, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. That peace and assurance, which is the promise, it's a commandment with a promise. He's saying, look, I've spoken these things to you. This is my word. I am the living word. I am the word who became flesh. And the logos word, the written word, will be reminded by the Holy Spirit to give you rhema word. And are you going to take Jesus at his word? I am certainly going to do that. He's promised the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit if you are a believer in the Lord. So any teaching, anything that you may stumble across and go, well, I'm not sure I understand this, or this is confusing, or I can't get my head around this. Guess what? As we started with this scripture spinning class and we asked some questions, what confused you the most about the Bible? What scriptures make your head spin? You don't have to worry. The Holy Spirit is going to lead you, guide you, and teach you into all truth. You just have to do some homework. You just have to do the exercise. You have to jump on the spinning bike, if you will, and say, okay, Lord, I'm ready for the workout here. So that the goal is to go deeper in the Lord and grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior. That's it for now. Next time, we're going to look at methods without the dogma of methodology. Father, I pray that as we have listened to this, that we hear your voice and only your voice. Lord, let them not take me at my word, but let them take you at your word, your written word, your rhema word, your living word. Father, thank you that you have left us not helpless and hopeless, but you have given the Paracletus, the Holy Spirit, the indwelling Holy Spirit, who will lead us into all truth. And Father, I pray that we recognize the goal to go deeper with you in this matter, and that we need to move on from being babes and to go deeper and in the scriptures, ultimately, Lord, to know you. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Amen. In his name I pray.